Sagt der Elgemisch der Weite, Masech des Arla, Perig Beis, Mishna Tes Zayin, Chaticha Shel Kachay Kaddishim. We have a piece of meat of Kachay Kaddishim, like a carbon chatas, a carbon asham. It's Aser for Zarim, it's Mutter for Kehanim. And we also have a Shel Pigel. Pigel is meat of Kaddishim that became pasul because during the processing of this carbon, the one who did the avodah was thinking he's going to eat it chutz lizmanai, past the deadline. V'shel noiser, we have a piece of basar kadishim that was left over after the deadline, and now it becomes asr biachila. Shenizbashlun, all of this was cooked im hachatichas, together with pieces of chulin meat, and all of them imparted a flavor into the tafshel in the pot. But neither of these pieces of meat on their own had enough to be able to put a tam into the tafshel. In other words, if all we had was the basar kachay kadashim, if all we had was the pigel, if all we had was the noiser, you wouldn't taste it. There's too much regular chulin meat. It would have gotten lost. But together, you could taste it. Zok the Mishnah asel izarim. A non-kohen cannot eat it. Why? Because in regard to a non-kohen, every single piece here is a piece of iser. And this again is the sheet of the Rabbanon, who say that two or three different types of isurim come together to form an iser. And that's what happened over here. Now, in the previous cases, the trick was to understand truma. Truma is considered iser for a non-kain, not for a kain. Same in this Mishnah, the only thing is we're replacing truma with basar kachay kadashim, but it's the same thing. It's mutter for a kain, and not mutter for a non-kain. So therefore, asa lazar. As far as the zar is concerned, he has to look at this and say, look, it's all one iser. That's what the Chachamim say. You combine all the isurim as if it were one iser, and there's not enough to be mevatel this one iser, the combination of all three. However, imutar l'kayhanim. Because legabi the kayhanim, the basar kachay kadashim, is heter. So the taste that you're feeling here is a combination of taste that is mutar, which is the basar kachay kadashim, and the tastes of the pigel noiser. But this falls under the category of what we learned earlier, zev zeh goyrim, and this manda amar holds, zev zeh goyrim is mutar. But Reb Shimon matir, here too Reb Shimon says, no, it's mutar. You know what's mutter for? Lizarim ulakayhanim. Both Rizarim and Kayhanim. And again, Reb Shimon is Lashitasai. Reb Shimon is consistent with his Shitas earlier that Dif and Isurim don't combine for an Isser. So even though for the Yisrael, everything here is Asa, the Basar Kachi Kadashim, as well as the Pigle and the Noiser, I still say it's mutter because there's enough regular meat in the pot to be mevatel each one on its own. Aye, it can't be mevatel all of them together when you combine the basar kachay kadashim, the pigel, the noiser in the pot. But we don't combine it, says Reb Shimon. You don't combine difen isurin. You don't combine shnayim or shloisha shemes mimi nachat. There's a different shot here from the Rambam. The Rambam holds that we're not talking about three different pieces of meat, but we're talking about one piece of meat that is basar kachay kadashim, and it's also pigel. Because when the Kayan did this carbon, he was thinking about eating it chus lezmanai, and it taka past the time. It's taka after the zman. But the way that Rambam was presented in this Mishnah, it's all one piece of meat. And take a look over here in the Taisus Yamtiv, who explains this pshat in great depth.